Hello, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, the place to pick up quick podcasted tips to make you more computer efficient. Today, our first quick start edition, iPotter X 2.2. So now you've heard a lot about podcasting and you'd like to hear it for yourself. Here's how you do it. First of all, go to www.ipotterx.com and download the application iPotter X. The iPotter X window is divided into two parts. The left side is where your podcast will be displayed. The right-hand side is where you select your podcasts. Let's start with the pop-up list at the top of the right-hand side. We can go to iPotter X Top Picks, Most Popular, or we can select down a list of different types of categories that might interest us. Let's go ahead and start off with iPotter X Most Popular. And we'll scroll down the list until we find something interesting, like, oh, here's something. How about a 1 minute tip? Go ahead and click on the green circle that has the white plus sign inside of it, and that's going to open up your podcast settings window with the podcast feed URL already filled in for you. So now we need to check the first behavior. Do we want to download all of the files that are on the site? Maybe only the most recent file, or maybe the last three recent files. And now for the optional settings. First, there's the custom folder playlist name. Go ahead and put a name in here to become your playlist inside of iTunes. Makes things very nice and organized. The custom genre list is very helpful for placing in listing so things can be organized inside of iTunes by type of file. Maybe music, maybe podcast, maybe news. Keyword filtering can be very helpful on sites that have lots of different types of content. For instance, with a 1 minute tip, you may only be interested in Photoshop tips. Hit the Add Feed button and your newly subscribed podcast will show up in the left-hand column. Now there is one more thing we need to do before you click on that Check Now button down in the bottom right-hand corner, and that is go into the iPotter X pull-down menu and select Preferences. Click on the File Handling tab and then check the Move Audio Files to iTunes. And this will cause these downloaded files to automatically be updated to your iTunes music library. Now, while you're in this window, you might want to click on the Auto Checking tab and go ahead and turn on Auto Checking, so the application doesn't have to be open for these files to stream to you. Go ahead and close this window and then click on the Check Now button. Once the file is finished downloading to your computer, to listen to it, well, that's easy. Click on the Drawer button in the upper right-hand corner of the iPotter X application. Then in the podcast list, select the show, and then select the title. And in the media player, go ahead and hit the play button. But of course, the best part of all is, this file has also been uploaded into your iTunes music library, and all you have to do is select the playlist. Well, it looks like our time is up. Thank you very much for joining us for our quick start edition, iPotter X 2.2. Comments? Email us at tip@oneminutetip.com.